You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines, preferred copier provider of the Cleveland Browns. You know that every day is game day in your office. Call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here with you in the Dog Bowl and Berea. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by the good folks at Liberty Ford. Earlier today, I had an opportunity to sit down with Browns quarterback Josh McCown preparing for his first training camp with the Browns. He'll be getting all of the first team reps. I talked to him about what he is expecting heading into camp.
Training camp about to start. What are you most excited about?
Well, I think for all 32 teams, they're very optimistic right now. And I think I'm most excited about the first step in the journey. I mean, we put a lot of stuff together this spring, but the nice thing is over the summer, you get to kind of finalize, tweak some things. You learn about what you know who you might be in the spring, and now you get to really take a step forward in that process. And so I think I'm the most excited about that is starting to see some of that take shape. When you have the pads on, then you really find out what guys can run what routes and this, that, and the other. So I think I'm most excited about seeing that part of us take shape.
What's the most important thing for you personally to accomplish during training camp?
Well, you know, it's just the mastery of the offense. That's what you want to do through training camp. You want to walk away after, you know, the 3+ weeks, 4+ weeks of training camp and really feel solid moving into the season, that you have a complete mastery of the offense. And if you can do that through whenever, you know, May till now, you're going to feel really good about how you're going to play in the season. So that's the goal. And I think we have moved towards that. Like I said, we cleaned some things up over the summer, and so I think we're moving in that direction. I'm looking forward to working on that throughout training camp.
What do you feel like are your strengths in this offense right now, and what are things that you've identified you want to work on here in training camp?
Well, I think the strengths are just running it, the checks, the different things, just the procedural things, getting out of it. And then I like what we do in the movement stuff with the quarterback, and then just the way we're coaching the timing of every route concept, and you know the fact that guys are supposed to be, you know, where we want them to be, and playing fast. And so I think it tailors to my skill set, and really to Johnny and Thad and Connor and everybody. So I'm excited about that part of it the most.
What does it mean to you to hear Coach Pettine say, you know, you're going to get every first team rep in training camp, and to have that mindset going into the season that you're the guy?
Yeah, it's just every time you have an opportunity like this, it's humbling, and I'm just want to do so well for the guys around me, the coaches. When you have this opportunity, especially at this position, there's only 32 of them, and so you don't take it lightly, and so it comes with a great demand on everything, from your time, your focus, your energy, everything goes into it, and I understand that. And so when somebody says, hey, you can get all the one reps, you want to go out there and do the best job you can, because you know that you have a great hand in winning and losing the ball games, so if you go out and play well, you give yourself and your team a chance to win a game, and that's the main thing. And so I think when he says that, it's those things that I really focus on and want to make sure I do my part to get it done.
So much has been made about your leadership and about your mentorship with the young quarterbacks in that room. But at the end of the day, in your heart, you're a competitor who wants to come out here and play football and be the quarterback. So when you get that opportunity, you know, how do you kind of balance those things? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know, I think for me, the balance is that I believe that when anything you do in life, when you're giving something away and you're mentoring and you're teaching it, that's part of the mastery process. And so to get better at something or to want to play quarterback better, I think it's helpful when you're helping somebody else do it. And so so as a leader and as a competitor, I feel like part of me getting better and mastering the offense and doing better is helping the young guys. And so I believe it helps me as a better player. That's a philosophy of life that I have, is just, I think when you're giving whatever you have, whatever your knowledge is, away to someone else, it helps you in that area and also helps that person. And so you kind of get a dual reward for that.
You've been with a lot of very good quarterbacks in this league when you were maybe younger than them, or they were the veteran, the established guy. Now you're that veteran and you've got these young guys. What's that kind of that relationship been like for you with, you know, Johnny and Connor and even Thad Lewis?
Oh, it's been great. I love coming to work with these guys, man. you know, it's neat because they keep me young. It's funny because my daughter's 17 and my boys are 12 and 11 and I kind of get to have a foot in the young person's world, so to speak. And so when they say something, it's not like the first time that I've heard, because I hear it at work with the young guys, but it's been great to work with them. And every one of them, man, they push me, they work so hard, and they want to get better. And that's the thing is the number one thing is their want to there, is their desire to want to grow and to ask the right questions, and all of them do that. And Thad, you know, Thad's played some ball in this league, sure. And so he brings a lot to the table as well. So it's a fun room, and to have Kevin in there and Flip in there, it's a good place to come to work. And there's an environment in there that we can all get better, and that's the best part of it.
Seemed like you guys offensively made some big strides at the end of minicamp and started to get the better of what, as we all know, is a very good defense. How much confidence is there in this offense right now as you guys are about to open up camp?
Well, you just said it. I mean, when you start to make plays against our defense and you look at where they stacked up, especially against the pass, the past season, this is a good secondary. And when you can start to put some plays on tape and string plays together and move the ball, you can build confidence off of that. And so. For us, especially in this time in camp, it's just going to make them better, too. So we're both going to benefit. But left the spring feeling like there was something that we could build on. And like I said, we cleaned some things up over the summer, and I really feel like moving forward, we got a chance to really take another step and continue to grow as an offense.
In Chicago, you were not behind a good offensive line. In Tampa Bay, you are not behind a good offensive line. Now here you are with arguably one of the premier offensive lines in the NFL. As a quarterback, how much more confidence does that give you that you're going to have the time to make your progressions and make good decisions with the football? And how does that affect your mindset knowing you have such great guys up front?
Well, you know, I think for the most part, it makes my wife and my mom sleep easier at night. You know, I'm thrilled to work with these guys. And they were a huge part in the decision-making process for me. To look up front and to walk in the huddle and see these faces and you know the types of skin they have on the wall, the type of ball that they played. And Joe Thomas is you know, as good as it gets at left tackle, and you know, the young guys are good, and then Alex has established himself as a premier center in the league. So I'm thrilled to work with these guys, and I think, you know, just it's the whole operation. It's watching them get coached, and watching how we meet and the conversations that we have. It's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to it, and it'll be something that I've not experienced, and so I'm hoping that it'll be another thing that can bring some better football out of me as well.
Wide receivers in Chicago, Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, last year Mike Evans, Vincent Jackson, big, strong, talented wide receivers. A little bit of a different group here, but yeah, Still very talented. Who's kind of stood out to you as someone that you've developed, you think, already a good chemistry with?
Well, I think it's all a work in progress with all of them. When you go from throwing with, you know, the bigger body type guys, there's going to be an adjustment. But I found it to be a kind of a pleasant surprise with Hawk and with Gabe. And just their ability to separate. And we talk about that all the time. One of the things when you have a smaller guy, if he's got the quicks and the speed, is it's fun to throw to him because you're always throwing him open. You don't have to necessarily body him up and put it in a certain spot. You just throw it out there and he runs to it. And so I'm looking forward to that. And then you have the opportunity with the veteran guys like Dwayne and Brian, that are just savvy route runners and they understand the game and they got some length to them, so you can put the ball in spots where they can box guys out. And so I feel like we have a good blend, and now that we're gonna get some pads on, get a little bit more, you know, contact going on, you really see guys start to separate themselves. So we'll know more at the end of camp, but I'm very pleased with the guys we have.
You got a couple new toys to work with. I know you've got to spend some time now with Vince Maley now that he's come through the rookie camp and he's kind of been cleared. What are your impressions of him initially?
Yeah, you know, I just appreciated with the thumb stuff how he worked this spring, you know, and I think that says, you know, as much about him right now as anything is he worked really hard. And even, you know, he'd run every route and he didn't get to catch ball but he would get up there and he'd go through the steps of his route. And so I feel like he's given himself a chance and he's really going to – he's poised to have a good camp. I think he's – from a guy not getting to catch a ball in the spring, he really – today, you know, some of the rookie stuff we did, he looked really sharp. We caught the ball really well, and so another guy that's got some size on him and some length, and so I'm looking forward to seeing him work, especially when we get the pads on.
Another guy you're going to have with some size and some length, Terrell Pryor. I know you recently spent some time with him as he tries to make transition from quarterback to receiver. What are kind of your expectations for him? And being a quarterback yourself, what's that transition going to be like? I mean, does it help to know the quarterback perspective on everything?
I think so, absolutely. That's something that we talked about. I know this. He's just eager to make the most of this opportunity. And when we hooked up in Charlotte, he was just firing questions at me. We barely said hello, and he already had 10 questions for me. So he's eager to make the most of this opportunity. And obviously, the skill set, the size and the speed is there. So it's just learning the nuances. But you're exactly right. Playing the position will help. I went through that probably 10 or 12 years ago with the Lions. I played a little receiver for a stretch. And it does. It helps you because you understand timing. And so where you may not have the experience, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years of running routes and getting in and out of cuts, you understand the timing of what a quarterback's looking at, and so you can kind of speed up the process a little bit that way. So, you know, we're looking forward to getting him in here and you know, seeing what he can do out there. Obviously, a big target and a big skill set and tremendous speed. So we'll see how it goes. But to have an athlete like that and to add somebody like that on your roster is always a good thing.
How have you seen Johnny Manziel grow since you first got here to where he is now about to enter training camp?
Well, I think the main thing with Johnny is I just see him. He just every day he comes to work like a pro. He's doing the things that a pro quarterback does as far as the time that he's putting in and the questions that he's asking and the manner in which he answers questions. He still is. He's a young guy. You know, he's still growing. I think I don't know what would this be his senior year, maybe in college if he would have stayed. So there's obviously still a huge, you know, growing and learning process. That all of us go through when we're that age. But I just felt like in the spring he definitely took a step in the right direction. I'm fired up for what's going to, you know, what his career is going to be, because I think he can really take off. It's just a matter of time and learning, but he's doing all the right things, and that's the first step in the right direction, we'll just see. But it's just one day at a time for him, and we keep stacking good days, and he's doing that.
What's it been like with John DeFilippo, his first year as an offensive coordinator? You've been with many offensive coordinators, obviously, given your experience. Has that been kind of a good relationship, kind of a give and take as you guys get this thing perfected on offense?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great just because I think we both kind of see football the same way. We kind of see offensive football the same way. And so it's fun just because the way that you want to attack a defense in the way the coordinator takes, sometimes it's different. And so when you feel like you're on the same level and you're thinking the same direction, it just makes those conversations easier. And to kind of go through the spring and lay out, you know, this is kind of what we think we want to do, and then kind of start to say, okay, let's do more of that and less of this and tweak it, and then to come back and see how the playbook has come together, it's just been really neat and really cool from the aspect that there's things that we've talked about. You know, a lot of times I've gone through it where you talk about things you're going to change in the spring and you come back and it's not changed. It's the same as it was when we left. And so what's cool is Flip does such a great job with his awareness to listen to guys and say, okay, let's tweak this. What do you like here? What do you like there? And it's not just me. It's other players, you know, as well. And so it's neat to come back and see the playbook and see, like, man, this is shaped up really for us to put our best foot forward. Uh-huh. And so you really feel like you're getting a chance to succeed. And that's, from a coach's standpoint, that's all they want to do is put you in, an opportunity to succeed. And so Flip's done a great job of that from the spring until now.
You've been a part of some high-powered offenses. I mean, you had that stretch in Chicago, 13 touchdowns, one interception. Mm-hmm. How good can this offense be?
It's still early. It remains to be seen. But I feel like with the way that we're going about our work is the right way. And so you never know, because as the season unfolds, things happen. You just don't know how it's going to take shape. Obviously, we've said from the get-go, and you know, it was put on tape last year, this team's ability to run the ball. Yeah. So we're going to run the football, and we understand that. So how we evolve as a passing game, we'll just see. You know, like I said, we get the pads on, different guys emerge, we start to see different people. But I feel like what we've done throughout the spring and up to now is we've got enough stuff going that we can become who we need to become to win football games. And so we won't hit a wall where we're like, oh, we've never done this before, but let's start working on it. We've kind of worked on everything,
yeah.
And that's credit to Flip and the coaches. And so now we have a lot of tools in our bag to be able to go and say, okay, this is what we need to do to win a game, and I feel like we can go do that.
That was Browns quarterback Josh McCown. I thought some very good, insightful answers. A guy who shows why he's been around the league as long as he has been, and I'm excited that he is a part of this organization. When we come back, we'll take a look at the quarterbacks as we begin our position previews on the offensive side of the ball, getting ready for Browns training camp just 2 days away. All right, we'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.